Question 11. What's the problem, Paul? You really look panicked.
I'm speaking to a group of high school students about engineering this afternoon, but I have no idea how I am going to simplify some of the concepts for them.
What can be inferred about the man? Question 12. I really wish our son would take more interest in our business. I don't know why he wants to become an architect.
But Sarah, he's only 16. I think he should do what he wants.
What does the man want his son to do?
Question 13. I've been trying every bookstore in town for a copy of the chemistry textbook. The school's bookstore ran out for quite some time.
Have you tried the one near the Sam's? I heard they still have a few copies left.
What does the woman suggest the man to do?
Question 14. I'm surprised that Sarah told her boss he was wrong to have fired his secretary.
I know, but that's Sarah. If she has an opinion, everyone's got to know about it.
What does the man say about Sarah? Question 15. I can't seem to leave my apartment on Monday morning without leaving something behind.
You know, I'm just like you. Except for me, it's always on Friday.
What does the man mean?
Question 16. I kept looking for Mary at the seminar, but never did see her. I can't imagine she forgot about it. She'd been talking about it for weeks.
Oh, she didn't. It's just that she caught a really bad cold a couple of days ago.
What can be inferred from the conversation? Question 17. Why don't you suggest to Dave that he at least improve his habits for showing up late to class?
When do you think he'll listen to someone?
What does the woman imply? Question 18. Hi, thanks for your help. I guess I can handle the rest by myself. But just in case, are you going to be around later?
I don't know, but you can always ask Judy. She's really good with these kinds of problems.
What does the woman imply?